Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Jason is in Rockford and next here on 97.1. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
What's up?
So I heard you talking about the Hammond Bears a little bit ago, and I can speak to the transit situation there in Illinois.
Yeah.
We live in Grand Rapids. We're used to 20 miles away, 20 minutes. I was in Chicago a month ago for my son's lacrosse tournament, and it's 20 miles from the western suburbs into the city. Mm-hmm. It was 50 minutes at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. 50 minutes, 20 miles back, 6 o'clock. No tolls, just traffic in the middle of the afternoon. That area near Hammond is terrible. There's a lot of truck traffic, semis going between Michigan, Ohio, Illinois. It's a major corridor for trains and trucks, and it's just bad. But people are used to it. They're just that's life in Chicago.
You know what's funny, Jason? Because we obviously, like, the reason that we were there is my son now lives in Chicago. We drove out, yeah, whole family, hung out in the weekend, and it's a nice city and all that. There's no question about that. However, trying to drive around there, we got a hotel. Our two other kids stayed with him in his place. We got a hotel that was less than a mile away. It was 16 minutes. Yeah, it was 16 minutes to drive there. It was 19 minutes to walk.
Wow.
And
the worst thing about the hotels in Chicago is you pay for parking.
Bingo.
To stay at the hotel. It's upwards of $50 a night.
And it's funny because you're right. I think people that choose to live in those cities, that drive vehicles, they're used to it.
Yep.
Gator, how do you feel about driving in L.A.?
It's the worst.
And people choose to live there and grow accustomed to it.
I don't know how.
And
I don't
Jason's
know how
right. Like 20 miles, 20 minutes. And I got a, you know, son's in his early 20s. He's got his first real job. You know what he wants to get? He wants to get a car. And I'm like, dude,
you don't need one in Chicago.
A, you don't need one. B, parking. You have to park it somewhere. And that is super expensive. He's like, Dad, I'm spending a couple hundred bucks a month on Uber. And I'm like, you'll spend a couple hundred bucks a week on parking.
Yeah, and let alone a car payment.
Now, like, it's cool. I understand the allure. And if I were him, I'd probably want the same thing. But now, like, as an adult, I look back at that and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not paying for parking. Like, it's incredibly expensive. You'll love this one. There's an app where you can buy parking in parking lots. So we bought one when we went to the World Cup game. Well, it was a friendly. It wasn't a real World Cup game. We played Germany.
Fake World Cup.
We used the app, bought the spot. It gave us a QR code to scan to get in. Didn't work. So I had to call the company, hang on hold, talk to somebody that, just going to say, English probably wasn't their first language.
Fair enough.
And 45 minutes later, I got my refund. But like,
it's a scam. That's a scam.
Yep.
That's, they want you to give up and pay again.
Yep.
And then whether it's up to you if you're going to try to fight that or not. And it's just a scam. It's a whole thing.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's life in a big city and we know it. You can choose to live there. You can choose not to. And we choose not to. 248-539-9797 if you want to get into Gators' off-season plan for the Red Wings. Everyone knowing Larkin wants out definitely benefits the Wings. Think about the Myles Garrett trade to the Rams. Nobody even knew what was possible. I'm not sure how happy Cleveland is. They must be fairly happy or they wouldn't have done the deal, but just imagine if the whole league knew Myles Garrett was available. Somebody probably makes a better offer than the Rams.
Pretty good return for Cleveland.
Yeah, I think, I know, I'm not sure that that's the case, that somebody makes a better offer. But, I mean, it could be the case. And as we said, once this gets out, if teams go, ooh, they're desperate, let me go send them a fifth-round pick, the Red Wings can just hang up the phone. I think it benefits the Red Wings that the trade demand is out there because without it, Yzerman is only working with three teams. Now every team in the league knows he wants out, and somebody could come knocking and offer something, and maybe even Larkin will agree to it. But if it's all kept on the down low, he only has those three teams to work with. Not necessarily true. If it's kept on the down low, he can still call whoever he wants.
Again, I think it'd be way easier to ask Dylan what teams he doesn't want to play for. And Larkin's camp would understand, it's really hard to just try to accommodate for three teams. And you're the guy that asked for the trade, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're asking for the trade and this is what you're giving us, these three teams, there's a high possibility that this is not going to get consummated because of it's only the three teams. Yeah, I'll look into it, Dylan. But don't expect to get traded this offseason. This is all you're looking at.
The challenge, and if it's got to be one of those three teams and you really have to move him, you can bring a third team in, meaning he goes to Florida and Florida gets the prospects you want from somebody else and sends them to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, the third team in a trade is a real possibility. But I
not
also,
to be confused with the three teams that correct. He's, yeah, to be but, one of the three teams, and then you bring somebody else in to send you the prospects you want.
I also think it's a real possibility he doesn't get traded.
Yeah, I'm thinking a real possibility. Well, what percent chance do you put on that?
Like 25%.
Okay, all right, yeah. I mean, I'm probably a little bit less than that, but
because as it's presented to us right now. Because nobody knows, but you got the story that came out. Lean St. James had the source that says there's the three teams that he would consider a trade to. Okay, just because you asked to be traded doesn't mean we're going to accommodate you. You can ask all you want. We're not, our backs aren't up against the wall. And maybe that's a lesson also that, you know, this looks a lot worse now from, I think, previous caller had said that, yeah, Dylan's looking worse and worse by the day. And I tend to agree with it because this may have been as simple as I'm not happy here. I'd like to be traded. Well, you have a no trade clause. I understand. Here's three teams. I need a list. Okay. Here's three teams I'm interested in. Okay. That's not going to work for us. Okay. Well, that's really where I want to go. Well, great. We don't have to move you. So what do you want me to do? You're stuck. Okay. I mean, I don't think this is a situation with this many years left on a contract. I don't think he's going to sit out. Now, do I think they're going to try to trade him? Yes, I do. Because you don't want an unhappy player here. But at the same time, you're just not going to give him away. And three teams on a list seems ridiculous. I mean, open it up to the entire league. See what comes your way.
Then try and make it work.
Yeah.
Here's a text. You fellas don't really think the Red Wings are one player away from being a contender, do you?
Well, what I said was go ahead and make a move to get Jason Robertson or Robert Thomas. And then if you're able to hang on to Larkin, so it'd be like that'd be the one move. If the Red Wings say,
well, hold on.
If let's say Dylan Larkin never asked to be traded, well, and you hang on, I'm workshopping this. If Larkin never asked to be traded and you added Jason Robertson to this team, do you think that makes this team better?
There's no question it makes him better, but why would this person assume that we think the Red Wings are one player away from being a contender?
Because I think at some point that may have been something that came out of my mouth.
Did you think they're one player away from being a contender?
Because I said to go from being a team that is hoping to make the playoffs to being a team that's not only in the playoffs, but maybe a contender for the Eastern Conference. That's okay. What I said.
I would disagree that they're one player away. I mean, being a contender for an Eastern Conference title, what is that? Does that mean they can win a playoff round? If you're in the Final Four in the East, are
you
a contender?
If you had Jason Robertson and you were able to hang on to Dylan Larkin, and then you make, you know, you're letting your younger players play or whatever and letting some of the older guys walk or whatever the case is, who knows what happens?
In a everybody in the playoffs has a chance to win it all sense, yes.
Do
I look at their lineup and say that looks like a contender if they add one player, even if it is Jason Robertson? No, I don't look at that and say this team's ready to win it all. Do they look better? Do they look like a playoff team? Yes. Does everybody who makes the playoffs has a chance? I suppose. But I wouldn't say... I don't think even you're saying that they would become like a favorite or anything.
No, I did not say favorite. No.
I think Larkin, if he's serious about only these three teams, then I think that gives you a greater possibility that he will be back. Because if he limits Steve that much, then Stevie could just say, yeah, I will get any package I want. So you're going to have to stay and we're going to build it. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.